This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Today, we're going to talk about the Run for Remembrance for the Santa Fe Foundation. If you remember the tragedy that happened at Santa Fe High School on May 18th, 2018, Nicole and Robin are joining us this morning to tell us how you can get involved.
The point of the PSA show is to talk about events and organizations here in the Houston area that are doing amazing things that people may not be aware of. And I pride myself on bringing awareness to those organizations because you never know where the reach is that you're going to have with someone who may hear this and say, man, I'd really love to be a part of that. It really speaks to me, and they wouldn't have known it unless, you know, we were here today.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we so appreciate the opportunity.
Of course.
Because, you know, we're small town Santa Fe.
Hey, you know what? I think Houston is the largest small town that you'll ever be in, regardless. And I think that's the best part about living in Houston is that somebody always knows somebody. You cannot go somewhere without, and you feel like you're in a room full of strangers. And then before you know it, everybody is just friends. And I don't think that anybody in Houston or any of the surrounding areas looks at Santa Fe as just small Santa Fe. I think that everybody in Houston and the surrounding areas looks at Santa Fe as Houston as a whole. Houston's kind of like the umbrella and everything mm-hmm. kind of just falls underneath of it. But there is something about Santa Fe that is that's special. And I think that for everybody that lives in Santa Fe, they know that. And I think that what you guys are doing on May 20th is, I hate to say the word exciting because of the events that led to the event, but it is exciting in that you guys are continuing to carry on the legacy of the students at Santa Fe High School, which I can't imagine how hard it must be, but also how not rewarding, but how it must make you feel to continue to have that legacy to live on. Robin, I can imagine that it's probably very hard for you to have an event like this, and at the same time, how grateful you probably are to have an event like this.
It is. It's comforting to have the community come out and be there and show their support and support each other and try to have some fun while we're coming together.
Now, Robin, I know that you are working towards this and you are a part of all of this because you lost a child at Santa Fe High School. And I cannot even imagine and would never try to what that must be like for you, but for you to be able to be a part of this event on May 20th, you know, what do you think that she would think about all this or would say about this of all of these people that have worked this hard in the culmination of what's going to happen on May 20th?
She would be excited. She loved events. She loved holidays. She loved being a part of this community. She loved Santa Fe very much. We started this her senior year, which was the last class to go through Santa Fe that was involved that day. And so for it to grow every single year and get bigger and more people show up and want to be a part of it, I know she would be very, very happy to see everybody coming together every single year and growing together.
And the culmination of this is going to be fantastic. For those that are not familiar, the incident that happened at Santa Fe High School was kind of the day that Houston stopped breathing. Kind of the day that Santa Fe stopped breathing. And Megan reached out to me and said, Sarah, would you be willing to come and be a part and be an MC of this? And I was completely honored to be able to come out. And then Megan, you showed me what you guys are fundraising for. And this isn't just something small that you guys are doing in Santa Fe, Megan. What are you guys planning on doing with the money that you have continued to raise over all these years?
So the funds from the Run in Remembrance that is going to happen on May 20th, this will be our third annual event. All of those proceeds are going to be used to build the Santa Fe 10 Memorial. And my name's Megan, and I chair the Santa Fe 10 Memorial Foundation. And one thing that is very important to us and how we have designed and operated as a nonprofit is we involve students in all steps of the process. So, you know, when we were first getting started a year after the shooting, we reached out to professors and students at University of Houston. And we actually had the law center there. Some of the pre-law students under a Texas licensed attorney actually found and helped us start up our nonprofit, all of our 501c3 paperwork. Then we had communication students from University of Houston help design our logos and letterhead. And then we worked collaboratively and in partnership with Santa Fe ISD and the University of Houston College of Architecture and Design students. So we've now involved grad students, undergrad students, high school students have all been able to play a part of this remembrance process, you know, giving back to the community through service, but most importantly, to honor the 10 that we lost, but also recognize the survivors that were there that day. And so the funds from this event will ultimately be used to help build the Santa Fe 10 Memorial, but it will also help develop future educational programs for students. We have had the privilege of joining with other local nonprofits, Trees for Houston.
Great organization.
We are so fortunate to have LyondellBasell come in and sponsor. They're the title sponsor for our race this year and have helped connect us with that organization, Trees for Houston. They're going to come in. They've offered to help provide the trees for the memorial, where students will be able to learn about sustainability, the importance of green space and environmental impact. And in addition, in 2021, we were announced that we are going to be the recipient of a seedling from the original survivor tree that stands at Ground Zero.
Which is just amazing. You know what I mean? This is huge. And there's so many aspects to all of this. It's not just one amazing thing that you guys have done. This is really obviously, Megan, you're spearheading all this, but this has really been a student built around organization. And it is true what TikTok says. Gen A and Gen Z are really going to change the world. As a millennial or a Gen X, we are just here to bring the snack packs and the Gatorades to keep them fueled as they continue to make their impact on this world. And I think that this new generation, Gen A and Gen Z, are a product of the generations before them that Robin, Megan, and myself, we were a part of, that raised a generation of kids to say, stand up, be heard. It's okay if you're loud. It's okay if you're outspoken. You don't have to be nice. You just have to be a good person. There's a difference there. And I don't think that people understand that. And I know, Megan and Robin, how hard this must be to work on. But also at the same time, it's so bittersweet, because also how fulfilling it must be to give this space to the students who survived at Santa Fe to have a place to be able to go and remember that isn't a cemetery, and a place for parents and grandparents and siblings and, you know, those who lost someone to know that an entire city rallied behind and remembered and cared to continue to build this, and then to get a seedling from the 9/11 memorial. I mean, and this is not just a small area that you guys are creating. This is a very large space that you guys are working on, right, Megan?
It's a very well-crafted space. I would say that there's been a lot of thought, care, and planning that has gone into this. One of the things I've learned through this process, when we started with nothing, we started with literally, I opened a bank account. That's how we started, with my own personal check. And we just built from there. But one of the things that I've learned through this process is many of the things that matter, like sensitivity, ethics, dignity, being transparent with the community, care, compassion, thoughtfulness, planning, those don't cost anything.
Right.
Those do not cost anything. And that's the platform that we've built our nonprofit on. Because we want a place that the students can have a respectful and thought-provoking area to recognize that they are survivors.
Right.
They are resilient. The memorial is designed to be inspirational. It recognizes courage and bravery. I don't know if you know this, Sarah, but two of the young men were posthumously awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor Young Hero Award, which is the highest honor for a youth in the United States. Both Christian Riley Garcia and Chris Stone were back-to-back honorees in 2020 and 2021. And Trenton Beasley, one of the surviving students, was a finalist in 2020 as well for his acts of heroism.
I didn't know that. And that is just amazing. And I think there's a lot about all of this, the events that happened on May 18th, that maybe people don't know. And this is a really good opportunity for you to come out if you have ever thought to yourself, what can I do? Because you felt helpless and you thought to yourself, am I really doing anything to make a difference? Am I really doing anything to make a change? I know that you're going to hear that there are awards for first through third, and that's great. But for those of us that are just coming out to be active and be supportive, the award is crossing the finish line. And I know that a big thing is for people that are doing all of these activities, the medal is like the first thing people ask about. I'm that person I ask. The medal that you guys have, the keepsake medal that you guys are offering for the Run and Remembrance, the Finisher 5K medal, is phenomenal. Can you, there's obviously 10 markers on it for the 10 that we lost that day. And is this kind of like a glance or a look at what this is all going to look like?
So that is the concept design that was designed by the U of H students. Each of the 10, it's kind of hard to tell on the medal, but the intention is for each of the 10 to have their own feather that will rise to the air, and it will be curved according to the age or the hometown or birthplace in latitude and longitude degrees for each of the individuals it represents. So that brings the individualization to recognize them as individuals, because what I hear all the time from the families is they want that personalization opportunity. They want to share with the world how they knew and loved them best, what made them unique, what made them special. And so that's really important that we're able to capture that. And again, that's what the proceeds from this run will help us build.
Now, I noticed, too, that the Liz and Steve Band are going to be performing. That time is going to be announced later, that you guys are going to have a silent auction. Bidding is going to go from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. You guys have a Facebook page. There's food trucks that are going to be out there. So this isn't just about coming out and running
and the
walking.
Walk.
Yeah.
We are also going to have a kickball tournament now. So
wait, what?
So starting at 10 after the run, we are going to have a kickball tournament. And that stemmed from there was a coach and a teacher that were survivors that day. And beginning the following year in 2019, they started it locally because they wanted a place for the kids to be together. That's the point of this event. It's a place for people to not sit inside.
Yeah.
It's a place to bring them together in an outside environment and be able to kind of relax and just have time with the families, say, we're here to support you. We haven't forgotten. Also, the mayor is going to be there, and he's going to be in a dunk tank. So we're going to help, come out and help dunk our mayor. We appreciate him being the guinea pig, and we'll have a bounce house for the kids, snow cones and popcorn. It is, the more local feel of a run walk. It's not the Houston Marathon, but we are having chipped bibs for those people who need qualifying times for some of the more prominent runs. We have the timer, and, you'll be able to use that as a qualifier.
Robin, thank you so much for being on here. I can only imagine how hard it is for you to come on and talk about things like this. And Megan, for starting all this with, your own personal money and a bank account, and to see how far it's come. We'll put all of this up on our websites. That way, if you want to get involved, you want to get registered, you can. And if people for some reason can't make it out that day, they could just make monetary donations, correct?
Absolutely. So you can make donations on our website at www.sftnmemorial.org. Also on the run sign up page where you sign up for the race. But even if you don't want to run or walk that day, you can still do it virtually, and we'll mail you your finisher medal and your shirt. Because like you mentioned, Sarah, that medal is very special to a lot of people. So on the front, you have the design of the memorial, but it actually spins. And when you spin the center part of it, you can then see the survivor tree and the 5-year acknowledgement of the survivors. And then across the outer edge of the back are the 10 names.
I know it's hard.
but it really does mean a lot. I have to say, you know, we talk all the time about how Santa Fe is the forgotten school shooting. It's the school shooting America forgot.
Well, we hope by you joining us this morning that they don't forget.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.